Well, Alexia, here we are. Time to get our weekend on. And man, do I love the month of February in our community. It is For the Love of Art Month.
Yeah, there's a lot of art things going on this month, including exhibits, receptions, studio tours, and other art-related celebrations.
Okay, so let's go through some of the highlights. What's going on?
Kicking it off this Saturday will be an exhibit called Out and About, and artists Linda Hagen and Rhoda Winters will display paintings of Southwestern landscapes, and that's going to be at Paisano Cafe.
Okay, so one of the things about For the Love of Art Month, it's a great opportunity to get out and meet and recognize some local artists and get to know mm-hmm. their work, because this is the time when they really, some of these exhibitors like Paisano Cafe are able to show off some of the work. I was just over at Bernie's, over at Milagro Coffee and Espresso, E-Espresso, and they have some new artwork that they're displaying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of artist receptions going on at different venues throughout the month, and that's a great opportunity to actually talk to the artists and get to know them. So it's really something that's unique to the month of February that you don't get the chance to do often.
And get a chance to do it because it's a short month.
So yeah, exactly.
There's not a lot of days to do it, but definitely get out there, support local artists, and you know, support their work. Harry Potter, he's still around? What's going on? Book night?
Yeah, Barnes & Noble at the Mesilla Valley Mall is hosting Harry Potter Book Night. And it's actually a way to introduce, you know, a new younger generation
and it's their 20th
Harry
anniversary.
Potter. Yeah, okay, it's the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone being published in the U.S.
So it's at 6 p.m. on Saturday. They're going to have a Fantastic Beasts-themed event with games and activities, and customers will get sorted into their Hogwarts houses.
Yeah.
So Barnes & Noble, Mesilla Valley Mall, 6 o'clock on Saturday. Saturday and Sunday, what's this? The Gala of the Royal Horses.
It's a show that's coming to Las Cruces. It's the first time this act will appear in Las Cruces. And it's rare horses, and they have trainers with them, and they perform sort of acrobatic types of maneuvers.
And now these are not just any ordinary horses. We're talking about Lipizzaner stallions, mm-hmm. Spanish Andalusians. What is this, Frisians?
Parisians.
Arabian breeds and quarter horses. They're going to be on display. So this is pretty neat. It's a great way, if you are a horse lover or somebody that's interested in horses, this is definitely an event to go to.
Yeah, they're rare breeds, and some of them are even worth millions of dollars.
No kidding. For a horse?
Yeah.
Wow. It's nice to know that a horse is worth more than I am. And it takes place at the Doña Ana County Fairgrounds, right?
Yeah.
At 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is one of my favorite activities, and it happens to be at one of my favorite locations in town, the Terrestrial 12 Food Truck Fiesta Wednesday night. Talk to me.
Yeah, so that's going to be in the parking lot from 5 to 8 p.m., and the event's going to feature 10 different food trucks, and customers will be able to take the food that they buy into the theater with them.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So you get to pick from 10 food trucks and pick a movie and take the food in there with you.
Yeah, sounds like a good event.
And by the way, the Terrestrial 12 has those kickback sofas.
Yeah, they have the nice chairs now.
The nice
that's
chairs
right.
That you can kick back and do a movie.
Yeah, and the tables that
they have a tray.
Yeah.
It's a tray, so it's definitely very comfortable mm-hmm. to take the food in there, able to eat the food on a tray, literally kick back and enjoy a movie. And there's some pretty good movies out there. I got to watch The Shape of Water this weekend.
Oh, I'm curious about that one. I kind of want to see it, but it looks a little weird at the same time.
It is from the mind of Guillermo del Toro, and if you are familiar with his type of work, it will definitely leave you impressed. And I could see in watching this movie why it's been nominated for so many Oscars. It's got everything Hollywood loves about movies. It takes place in the 1950s and behind the Russian scare. and it's a great movie. I definitely highly recommend it.
Well, you've convinced me. Now I'm going to go see it.
Definitely go watch it. We wanted to watch it because we always watch the Oscars in my family, and we wanted to see what all the hype was about, and mm-hmm. it definitely proves why it's got all the hype surrounding it. Real quickly, Valentine's Day treats and wine tastings for local businesses.
We put together a roundup and pulse of a few local businesses that are offering things like chocolate-covered strawberries and other sweets that are perfect for getting your loved one on Valentine's Day.
Read all about it in the Las Cruces Sun News, Your Pulse. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.